B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We just talked about bridezillas.
Yeah.
But before the bridezilla comes the proposal, right? And some people didn't quite have the proposal that they were hoping for.
This is always a nightmare for me. Well, we talk about this.
Well, yours was cute, but if you listen, if you hear it from the outside, it sounds really creepy.
Yes.
Manny proposed in a cemetery.
And let's just leave it at that. So what are you talking about, Loren?
I'm fine with that. I don't want to talk about it today.
All right. So people went to BuzzFeed and they aired out their grievances about their bad proposals. Everything from... This person said, my husband proposed to me naked in the middle of the night in the pitch black of the room.
Whoa.
And I was about to fall asleep, heard him wrestling around and turned on my cell phone light and saw him down on one knee naked with a ring box.
Oh, no. Oh, tell him to get up.
Yeah. She says when she tells her friends about it, she leaves out the naked part. Another person said, my ex-husband proposed to me in the parking lot of Burger King where he thought we met. This was not where we met, and it had no significance to our relationship. It was actually where he met his ex-best friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, at least it's a best friend and not like an ex-girlfriend.
Mm. That is hilarious, though.
Well, maybe that's just what he told her.
Babe.
Yeah.
It was my ex-best friend.
This Burger King parking lot has such a history for us. It's where
She's
we
like,
met.
What are you talking about?
She had to be like, dude, I'm going to slap you.
Yeah.
Bring me a Whopper and shut up.
And another one, she says, my boyfriend knew his sister was watching, so he said, let's just get this over with. Will you marry me? I broke up with him shortly after, and I started the breakup speech the same exact way.
Well, how did she start it?
Let's just get this over with. We're breaking up.
That's funny.
What's your bad proposal story, or maybe a friend of yours has a proposal story that you want to share? Do you want to do a proposal do-over because it was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It was so crazy. 704-570-9595.
I sometimes think that Dallas, and I loved the way that we got engaged because it was so such a representation of our relationship. But leading up to the proposal, I feel like there must have been a point where he was like, I'm going to bail on this whole thing and we'll just try it again another time. Because we checked into our hotel and somebody had been in our hotel room before us. Like it was Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly two people who worked at the hotel had hooked up with each other in our hotel suite. And there was, they had just used the shower. There were beer bottles everywhere. The bed sheets were turned down and like rustled around. There was black polka dot underwear in the corner and handprints and butt prints up against the window. And I think like that to him was like, maybe I shouldn't do this weekend.
Yeah.
And then he tried to take me up to Mount Washington in Pittsburgh. And I was like, no, Dallas, it's like 6 degrees out. I'm not going up there. Like I was, it was like everything's against me.
Yeah, I remember reading a story. Maybe it was Reddit or maybe we even talked about it on the show. Somebody planned to propose down in Orlando. And they were, they ended up getting stuck like on a roller coaster for like 4.5 hours.
Oh yeah.
And he ended up bailing on the proposal because the trip was just ruined.
Yeah.
But they went to Orlando with the one intent of proposing.
Yeah.
We talked to that one woman whose story went viral. Remember? She, boyfriend, soon to be fiance, got down on a knee and dropped the ring on the Outer Banks.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
it
yeah.
went into the water.
Yeah.
And then she happened to be listening to the show and called in and she's like, oh yeah, that story's about me. But they found it.
Yeah, they did.
They had divers go down. This person's name is who's... hey, hi, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Is this Who's Your Daddy?
It sure is.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Whatever you want your name to be is fine with us. Listen, you sent us a text message. You did the proposal naked, too?
I did, absolutely. I did on one knee on Valentine's Day.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I figured I was nervous as all get up, and I figured just this is all me.
Stripping back the layers, literally.
Hope you like what you see, because this is it.
You're stuck with it.
You know, Roy, boy, you do complain sometimes about sweating, and you don't feel comfortable sometimes in your clothes, so maybe so you look more calm and cool. You don't have the stains.
Naked?
It's the best way. I mean, you know, if you're up in front of people, you just picture them naked, and it's going to be, it'll be a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, right?
Who's your daddy? Did she say yes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She did.
Okay. All right.
Does she call you who's your daddy?
No, she calls me Big Daddy.
Oh.
I love it. All right. Thanks for calling Who's Your Daddy in Dallas. Have a great day, bud. I love you too.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, in the name box, I said, Who's Your Daddy, Dallas? Hey, whatever they want.
All right. This is Melissa and Raquel. Welcome to the Mean Boy on the Ranch show.
Good morning. So my husband put the ring in the center of a dozen roses. And when he came to pick me up, I never saw him. So he kept telling me to look at the roses. And I was like, yeah, thanks. They're very nice. Thank you. And he was like, no, look at the roses. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. They're great. I appreciate it. And he finally was like, look at the middle rose. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, okay. And he was mad by that point and was just like, so will you?
Aww.
Be awesome, Melissa, kind of... if you're like, oh my gosh, someone left a ring in this. You gotta return. Someone's without a ring.
Well, I was frustrated because I was like, I'm giving you compliments. Thank you. That's very nice of you. But what else do you want me to give you? Like,
jeez, yeah, you're wearing it out about the flowers.
Right. You know, so it's a long running joke. I mean, it was supposed to be sweet, but it kind of ended up wrong.
Yeah. Happy marriage. Everything good?
Oh, yeah. 14 years.
Great.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks, Melissa.
Listen, if you can start the proposal with an argument, you're going to be golden.
Did you just see this 803? My husband proposed after I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and I was so drugged up, all I could do is shake my head yes.
What a great time to ask someone to marry you. They're so drugged up, they can't say no.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Okay. I think I'd ask 80 more times when they're sober just to make sure.
Yeah, or if they can't talk, they're like, yes?
That's a yes, right?
Honey. She said yes!
I'm leaving you. I'm leaving you.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren show.
No, that's good stuff. Someone else, 828, said I wasn't naked, but my fiance was when I proposed.
I guess that's a thing.
I should have right out of the shower.
I tell you what, I'm not proposing out of the shower or after moving furniture. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, 704 texted in too. Said my ex proposed naked on Valentine's Day in a hotel room at 3 a.m. drunk.
What goes on?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know that naked proposals was such a thing, but I'm ready to take to Twitter with a new hashtag.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.